So actually, you're going to be the first media outlet we're breaking this to, but we just filed a motion with the West Virginia Supreme Court. We just announced it about 20 minutes ago, but we're asking the Supreme Court to stay the injunction that's been imposed against the Hope Scholarship Act. So in other words, we're asking the court to let the program go forward, given that the school year is about to start, so that 3,000 families are not left in the dust. It's really important. We think ultimately we're correct on the law and we're likely to win. And we're really excited now for the timeline that we're up at the West Virginia Supreme Court. As many people know, we first went through the circuit court and we had a decision by a judge. You know, we disagreed with that. And then we took it up to the intermediate court and there were some modifications made there. And now we're up at the West Virginia Supreme Court, and we think that it's, first of all, the case that was filed is not at all timely. And I mention that. A lot of people listening may not know that the argument that the plaintiffs are making is that they're being harmed. But in reality, any of the discussions about how the program will get financed and what will happen to public school resources, that's not going to impact any schools this upcoming year. And so we don't think that this is a valid reason to shut this program down. And